Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Skyforce basketball is a staple in the Sioux Falls professional sports scene. Recently, the NBA's Miami Heat purchased controlling interest of the team. In the Moment, producer Chris Loffrey joins me now with more. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Lori, thank you so much. And, you know, since I didn't know everything about this topic and this team for that matter, I decided to bring someone in who did. Joining us now is president of the Sioux Falls Skyforce, Mike Heineman. Mike, thanks for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, congratulations to you and your family as far as where you've been able to take this team thus far.
Thank you very much. It's been a long, bumpy ride, but we've had a lot of highs and a lot of lows. But it's all been worth it. It's finally to a really good spot. This league has really turned into something pretty incredible. So we're just happy to continue to be a part of it.
Now, this team has been in your family for many years. Can you recall if there was the dream, if you want to call it that, to have the team get to where it's at now?
Well, I think that was always the hope, that we would be really, truly affiliated with an NBA team and have this sort of relationship that we have with the NBA now, where we're really serving a purpose. We're not just a place where guys go to finish out their careers, that we're actually helping an NBA team build towards a championship.
For those that may not know, the Sioux Falls Skyforce has been a NBA D-League affiliate of the Miami Heat now for several seasons. As Lori mentioned, the Miami Heat purchased controlling interest of the franchise. Can you break that down for us and spend some time explaining exactly what that means?
Well, we've been in a hybrid relationship with Miami for the last 4 years, which basically means they ran the basketball part and we still own the team and ran the business. But now with all the NBA teams basically buying into or buying their own D-League team, Miami wanted to follow suit. And so they purchased controlling interest, you know, over 51% of our team. But we will continue to run the business here in Sioux Falls, and they will continue to run the basketball. It's been a partnership that's worked out really well for both of us. And, you know, we're just happy that it'll continue pretty much the same with not a lot of changes for people to see.
Now, Mike, I recently read a quote from you, and it said, "We knew we couldn't do this by ourselves anymore." Can you elaborate on that and kind of explain your statement?
Well, it's not a small league anymore. Back when we were in the CBA, we were kind of the big dogs, you know, in Sioux Falls. But the landscape has definitely changed. I mean, we are competing against NBA-owned teams. You know, these guys who own the Spurs and the Warriors and the Bulls and all these teams, they own their D-League team. So they have a lot deeper pockets than we do. And it just was getting to the point where we couldn't compete, I don't think, you know, business-wise or basketball-wise by ourselves. We needed to find a partner who had the same values we did and still wanted to keep it in Sioux Falls and you know, wanted to run it like we have always run the Skyforce, which is fiscally responsible. And that's what Miami was. So while it was time to do something different, we didn't want to just, you know, jump on it with anybody. We wanted to find the right partner, and that's what Miami is.
Now, you said CBA earlier. Now, we all know that it's not the CBA anymore. Now, there's a substantial difference from that league to what it is now, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the CBA was pretty ragtag. You know, we flew by the seat of our pants and just hoped that we had teams to play every night, that teams weren't going to go bankrupt and that everything was going to work out. And sometimes it did and sometimes it didn't. But now, you know, with the investments the NBA has made in this league, with the investments that Nike has now made in this league, and with you know, with the investment Gatorade has made in this league, it's pretty big time. It's becoming a true part of the NBA landscape. It's becoming very important to the NBA and what they're doing. I mean, just if you take a look at Miami's roster this year, we were at a game in Miami, and all five of the players on the court for the Heat had played for the Skyforce at one time. So it's becoming a true development league, and that's what we always hoped it would. And we're just hoping to, you know, continue growing it and have it be, you know, a really awesome league.
Now, the big question for Skyforce basketball fans, maybe not all of them, but some of them, is whether or not the team will stay in Sioux Falls, or does it stand the chance of being moved to Miami now?
Well, Miami could have, the best way to answer that is Miami could have purchased an expansion franchise from the NBA and started a team down in Florida, like a lot of teams have done. The Memphis Grizzlies just did it this year. The Clippers are doing it this year. The Bucks just did it. So Miami likes what we're doing here in Sioux Falls, and they know that what we have going on here is not easily replicatable. They'd have to put in a lot of time and effort and money to replicate what we have here, and they didn't want to do that. They know they have it pretty good here. We always have the distance factor that we have to deal with, but that's a lot smaller hurdle to jump over than starting from scratch, and they didn't want to have to do that. With the support we have with our fans and our sponsors, and particularly Sanford Health, with the building we play in, and all the sports science and sports nutrition and rehab and all that stuff that we have at our fingertips here in Sioux Falls, it's very important, and they really like what we're doing, and they wanted to continue doing it here.
You've kind of touched on my next thought, and of course we all know that Miami is over 1,800 miles from Sioux Falls. Yeah. Now, Mike, on the surface, it doesn't really make much sense to me and to most to have a minor league team that far away. Do you have thoughts that may make us think differently about that?
Well, we only think it doesn't make sense because that's what everyone else is doing. We've proven that it does make sense because we've developed players for them. They've had great success with players and coaches. The term I always hate to hear from other NBA teams and other D-League teams is shuttle. They love to shuttle players back and forth, and I think that is such a disservice to the players that they'll play in the D-League practice that night, and then they'll go back to their NBA team and play in the game that night. Or they'll practice in the day with the D-League team and then go play with the NBA team at night, or vice versa. And I don't think they ever get to be part of a team and learn that aspect of development. And that's what Miami has done here. They send guys here, and the guys know that they're here for a while, and they know they're not going back to South Beach anytime soon. And they have to become part of what we're doing here and become part of a team and learn how to play with new guys and play as a team. So while it doesn't make sense, it's made perfect sense for the last 4 years. So I guess we're just going to continue to buck the trend a little bit.
If you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us. Our guest today is president of the Sioux Falls Skyforce, Mike Heineman. Now, Mike, 8 or 9 years ago, you went down to South Beach, as you referred to Miami as, and had a visit with Coach Pat Riley and Heat CEO Nick Arison. Tell us about that initial visit.
It was very interesting. I grew up a Laker fan, so Pat Riley was one of my boyhood idols. And so sitting in his office was kind of mind-boggling. He walks in and he's exactly what you think he's going to be. He's dressed perfectly, got the hair perfect, and just commands the room. And we spent about an hour just talking about hunting. I thought, we might get a courtesy handshake and nice to meet you, move along type of thing. But they really cared about us and what we were doing and how we could help them and how they could help us. And that's been our treatment from the Heat since day one. And I have to say, it's not been our treatment from a couple other NBA teams that we have, done business with in the past. From the Arison, the Heat is a family owned business, just like the Skyforce is. And from the Arisons all the way down, we've just been treated really well. And we've always been given the time of day, and we haven't been treated like the small little minor league team. We've been treated as a true partner in what they're doing. So that's what's made it really easy to make this transition with them.
Now bring us to the most recent meeting with the Heat regarding the purchasing interest of the team. How did that meeting differ from the one you just spoke of?
Well, not that much different. We've been meeting with them obviously we've been partners with them for 4 years. And we've been talking about this arrangement for probably about the last 18 months, and then about the last year, it's gotten really, it got real serious that we both wanted to try to get something done. And we didn't do it hastily. We both wanted to make sure, with the distance being a factor, that we both understood what we both expected of each other going into it. And, over the last year, it's been a lot of hard conversations, a lot of good conversations, and you know, we've always just said we need to be completely honest with each other for this to work, and that's where we were throughout the process, and we finally got it done, and we're so relieved to finally move on and move on to the next thing with them.
For many years, the league has been known as the NBA Development League, or NBA D League for short. Mm-hmm. A recent announcement, and you alluded towards this earlier, is changing that to the NBA Gatorade League, or NBA G League, next season. Now, Mike, is that name change strictly sponsor-driven, or is there more to it?
No, and it's funny, you know, you think of it as a sponsor-driven element, obviously. You see the G League, you see the logo, and you think, oh, this is just the sponsorship part of it. But they Gatorade presented to us at our last meetings, and what they have planned for our athletes is pretty remarkable. You know, they're excited about it, to be able to have this testing ground for a lot of their products and see how they can improve, you know, athletes' performance. And that's what it is. That's what it's all about these days, is how to get the most out of these athletes and how to help them move on to the next step, and what, you know, what can you do? What's the next thing you can do to help them in their career? And that's what Gatorade's going to do. They have lots of plans for testing and you know, just different things that they can do to increase their athletes' performance, to help them move on to the NBA. And it's going to be huge for these guys. I mean, they're not just coming into a high school gym and putting their shoes on and, you know, and playing basketball. They're going to be, or have all the information they need now on how to maximize their performance. And that's what these guys are here for, is what can I do to be the best that I can to move on to the NBA? So while you see the Gatorade logo on our league now next year, there's a whole lot more going into it on the back end, and it's exciting for our players.
Mike, as our time comes close to becoming to an end this morning, I know it's considered off season right now, but what exactly is being done now to prepare for the upcoming season, which will start up again this fall?
Well, right now we're working on ticket sales and sponsorships. I mean, one of the appeals of Miami doing this deal with Sioux Falls is that we've always had, you know, great fan support and great corporate support, and that's all done in the summer. Our staff is out trying to sell tickets and sell sponsorships for next year. And, you know, we have an exciting story to tell this summer, which has been fun. I mean, obviously we're answering questions about if the team's going to move, but it's not going to move. So it's a pretty quick conversation, and we can move on to all the, you know, the benefits of what Miami is bringing to this team and what's going to look like next year. And, you know, we're just really looking forward to it.
Our guest today has been president of the Sioux Falls Skyforce, Mike Heineman. Thank you so much for your knowledge and, of course, your time today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.